find that bad place until a program is trying to use it. You need some kind of a memory checker, to run a memory checker to check your memory. I would say that you have a problem somewhere in the memory. As a first step, what you should do actually would be to boot with a clean disk, no config sys, no auto exec, no nothing, and try and run the software that way and see if it runs. Because it may be a software conflict. Frank here has another tip.
Sir, what model of tape?
What model of what?
What model tape drive do you have?
It's a Tracker 250 meg job. Was it a 2J something?
Okay, where do you have the swap file set?
The swap files?
In the system, in the configuration for the tape drive.
Not sure about swap files, but the tape drive is an IDE. The tracker works through the
Parallel port.
Through the parallel port, yeah.
Okay. I would go ahead and literally boot with the clean disk like Amnon first. If that doesn't work, give me a call on Monday at 851-7000.
851-7000.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Frank.
Frank. Okay.
Thank you for calling. Okay, go back to the notice that Megan gave me, which is important. No less important is our number again, 860-9549. And this notice is about education, top priority seminar set, which came from the Durham Chamber of Commerce. It says the Durham Chamber of Commerce and Durham Public Schools have created a new program called Education, Top Priority. This program establishes a partnership with the public school system in order to help businesses be supportive of education. The main focus of the Education Top Priority program is to promote certain business practices that are supportive of education. Participating in the program involves making a commitment to make a good faith effort to implement these practices, which are outlined in the certificate, which is available for all business participating in the program. Education Top Priority seeks to recognize companies which are supporting education and to encourage businesses that are not currently being supportive of education to implement these practices. The program is being promoted through public service announcements on television. Businesses that exemplify the spirit of the program are being highlighted monthly in the Chamber Action Newsletter. So far, more than 80 businesses have joined the Education Top Priority Program. A free seminar is set for Tuesday, April 12th, from 8 to 10:30 a.m. at the Durham Civic Center for businesses to learn more about this, about how their organization can be supportive of education and how to register for the program. For more information, get your pencil ready on the program, or to register for the seminar, call Trudy Wagoner or Jennifer Curran at the Durham Chamber of Commerce, 682-2133. 682-2133. There is no cost for the seminar. Important education. Okay. There's a few things that I got from InfoWorld this week that I wanted to bring to your attention. Those of you who are always looking for the new stuff, on the front page of InfoWorld, IBM on target to ship PowerPC PCs by fall. The PowerPC is their newest thing, and if you like toys, very nice. Prices will start at $3,000 to $3,500. I don't know if I can afford a toy like that. Novell, and we'll get that later on with Frank too. Novell to offer users free Network 4.1 upgrade. We'll talk about that later. Digital ships powerful motherboards that will take advantage of the 166 megahertz alpha and 66 megahertz alpha 21068. The motherboards are around $500. So we'll see more and more systems that use those high-end chips and will give us a lot of speed in the future. Another one is IBM developing mini daughter card to compete with P24T. So if we're going to see more competition in here on the IBM SLC motherboards, prices will definitely drop, and the users are the winners in that case. WordPerfect users, if you're using Unix, so it says WordPerfect 6.0 for Unix announced. Upgrade will feature customizable interface document creation. What was the last one here that I had? Okay, there were a few of them. Our number again, 860-9549. The line is open. Feel free to interrupt me anytime you wish. Hewlett-Packard ScanJet 2P prices drop. Software added. Hewlett-Packard Company has lowered the price of the ScanJet 2P flatbed grayscale scanner more than 30% to $599. Next month, HP will also begin shipping Calera Recognition Systems, Inc. WordScan optical character recognition software with the scanner. Intel's double-speed SX chip hits the market. Apparently, Intel has a 486SX250 that runs at 50 megahertz outside and 25—inside and 25 megahertz with the bus. We're going to see some interesting motherboards coming up in a little while. And the last thing, a notice, been big. CD-ROM drop prices could drop by half in 94. So CD-ROMs are going to be very, very, very affordable. Why are you looking at me like that? Okay. Like I said, we have Frank Barton, my new partner here. Frank has been, a lot of people probably know Frank and don't know that you know him. Frank is in the computer business since
1978.
Since 1978. Any of you who remember,
Computer Solutions.
Computer Solutions, that's it. Where I got my first, composite Epson monitor, 9-inch, which still, when people come over and see that monitor, say, where'd you get this thing? We want to get... Frank is a network expert. Novell, Antastic, everything else that you could think about networking. Frank knows it. How did you get from... And I don't even know that. I mean, I'm not... This is not a canned question, I might add. How did you get from selling, from being in a business like Computer Solutions, to get into networking and be such a network guru?
Well, actually, in Computer Solutions, we did networks. We started doing networks back when CPM systems were there, and IBM hadn't shipped the IBM PC yet. There's always been a need to hook computers together to communicate. Something that you recognized when you named your company Kesher Computers a while back, which means communications in Hebrew.
That's correct.
We started simple, just like everybody else in this thing, one step at a time. And IBM's first network that worked with the PCNet was Corvus OmniNet and PCNet, both of which were archaic by today's standards, but which... you know, gave us the experience to take on the next step. It's an evolutionary process. What we have today is a marketplace that reminds me of a book I've been reading, or just started reading, which claims to cover every single science fiction scenario or storyline that's been done historically. I mean, one book with everything in it. That's what everybody right now seems to be claiming. Artisoft has introduced a new product line with Lantastic 6.0, which they say will connect to Novell servers, Microsoft NT servers, IBM PC LAN servers, even their own product. Microsoft is beefing up their products. Novell is not sitting still. They still own about 70% of the entire corporate America marketplace for networks and don't really look like they're in any danger of losing it, even though their products are
800%.
Sometimes 8, 9, 10 times as much in a large installation as Microsoft, who is currently seeming to try to give away product in order to get people to take them seriously. Most people don't base their businesses on things that people give them.
In the past, before we merged together, I used to send a lot of business your way because I couldn't handle it. Either because I didn't know what to do, or because the customer told me that they had people that installed the network and were there, couldn't really solve the problem. I don't ever remember a customer coming back to me and say, look, you send us this guy, Frank Barton, and it's still a mess. I mean, you always seem to be able to fix the problem and do it right. What is it that you know that the other people don't? I mean, is it an exact science to go and install a network and finish the installation that everything would be working, one place would work like another?
Networks aren't like Erector sets. You can't see what's going on inside them. In all honesty, a network installation is more of an art than a science. You can go through a basic network installation very quickly, but just like the Colorado tape drive that was mentioned earlier, Colorado has been through four generations of software on that product since they've delivered it. Sir, if you don't have, I'll have you the latest version of software at the office when you call Monday. Looking at the applications, looking at the business and what people are trying to accomplish is more important oftentimes to solve a network problem than knowing what it says in the manual. It's creating an environment in which the customer can accomplish their job that true network installation is.
Okay, we'll get back to that. We have to break away for a commercial. Our number again, 860-9549. The line is open. Feel free to call anytime you wish. Hang on. We'll be right back.
850 AM WYLT.
Save $50 in sign-up fees when you open an Internet account with Interpath, and you'll get a copy of the Internet Navigator by Raleigh author Paul Gilster, a $24.95 value, absolutely free.
That's right. You can unleash the power of the information superhighway and save $50.
Don't forget the free book. Interpath includes a professional help desk for your exploration of the Internet, something none of their competitors offer.
Since you can access information on computers all over the world with just a few keystrokes, you might think Interpath service is expensive.
It's not. Interpath accounts start at just $30 per month for 75 hours of access. Interpath is a fantastic bargain compared to the other online services.
Call today, 890-6305, to sign up or receive more information. Don't wait. Interpath's offer to waive the $50 sign-up fee and get the free book, The Internet Navigator, while supplies last.
That's 890-6305 for Interpath, your personal Internet power tool.
If you use a computer and live in the Triangle, you need to know about Triangle Computer News. With over 30,000 readers, it's the largest publication dedicated to the computer industry in the Triangle. Each month, Triangle Computer News brings the latest industry news and articles on timely subjects by contributing experts on software and hardware. Triangle Computer News can be found at over 90 locations, including most computer retailers, malls, and public libraries. For advertising information or a free subscription, call 846-7858, 830 till 530, Monday through Friday. Triangle Computer News, the premier computer publication in the Triangle. 850 AM WYLT.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. Our phone number again is 860-9549. I'm your host. My name is Amnon, and with us in the studio today are Frank Barton and Kirk Keller. We're talking about networks. We have a caller waiting online. Good morning, Jim. You're on the air.
Hi. This is a practical, down-to-earth sort of question, not theoretical at all. Assuming that you know the characteristics of a LAN administrator, that you want someone who's flexible and can handle crisis and knows the technical stuff, My question is, how do you best practically interview for and find one? Where do you advertise? Where do you look? Is locally, should you look at outplacement from, say, an IBM, or do you just go with the classifieds?
Frank, I'll let you handle that. How would you do it?
Okay, actually, I would probably do two things. I would obviously use the classified advertisements. You'll get a whole lot of chaff along with wheat. But don't forget posting on places like CompuServe. Word gets around. If you have a truly professional-level position, people will be willing to relocate for it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are, Raleigh-Durham is only being ballyhooed as the most attractive place to be for the next 20 years.
Well, that's one of the things that I was thinking about. It's an academic setting with about 60 nodes.
Okay. One of the other things to do is contact things like, for example, the North Carolina Nobel Users Group. They have a regular publication that goes out once a month, and that goes to a lot of Nobel professionals.
Mm-hmm.
But don't hesitate to look at, quite frankly, what I would just say are good managers with good basic computer skills, and invest some money very quickly in training.
So you would get some. When you say, flesh out what you mean by that term, good managers with basic computer skills.
Okay, I said, okay. Obviously, the biggest part of keeping a network running is a human issue. It is keeping the end users feeling comfortable with what they have and knowing what they have available to them and learning how to use it. All too often, we end up with people who know the inside of a computer and know the basic information in a network, but do not know how to communicate with the people that are trying to use it. And that's exactly backwards of what needs to happen. Communications with the user community in your office is more important oftentimes than technical skills.
Mm.
If that manager can pick up the phone and has your permission to research a problem, if it means spending some money and calling in someone to help them, they're a coordinator. They're not really an engineer.
Right.
The network operating system is very robust. If it's set up correctly by the technicians that install it, the network administrator's problem is more of a people skills and training problem and coordinating technical support than being a frontline technical support person.
So we're distinguishing between a network administrator and a certified network engineer.
I don't think a CNE is an on-staff person unless you reach the point of a couple hundred PCs.
Uh-huh. Well, that's a good criterion to have. Also, there'd be a salary differential in the sense that CNEs would command more than a network administrator.
CNEs are starting to become an interesting group. There are approximately 10 CNEs being generated per week. There's going to be, there'll be as many CNEs as there are lawyers if this continues. I hate to make a joke out of it, but right now it's one of the favorite places for people looking for advancements to go to.
Right.
Novell has made the threshold low enough that anyone who's determined can get there.
So you've got to look beyond the credential.
Well, you have to look at the experience level. There's so many paper CNEs out there today, which are people that basically have sat down, studied, do a 2 or 3 week intensive study process, and sit through the testing.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know anything beyond what they know what they knew immediately before their 2 week CRAM session, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
The basic question again was that, what do you do to find a network administrator? And I would say look for someone in-house that communicates with your staff and train them.
Okay.
If you have a person that has your confidence, do that with them. Home grow them. Don't necessarily always go looking outside.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's easier said than done.
Now, I'm not putting you on the spot, but what's a ballpark figure for competitive salary for someone to live in the Triangle?
That is an on the spot question, because no matter how I answer that, I'm going to offend some people that are already in the position.
Right.
And probably limit your marketplace at the same time.
Just give me the numbers. I'll give it to him.
Just give me the numbers. I'll give it to him. Thank you for the levity, Amnon. Let's see. Literally, I was at a network site yesterday where the, is this a true government position?
It's a state agency, but it's soft money. Grant money, but it's fairly...
If it's not permanent position, you expect to pay a 20 or 25% premium.
Mm-hmm.
If you were there and it's a state agency job, people will buy the security of the position.
Right.
And settle for a lot less salary.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't know it's for real, all they're looking is a resume entry.
Yeah.
You'll get people that want the job so they can get the resume entry, and take it at your terms. Or you'll get really qualified people who won't take it without a premium. And that's simply because the really good people are looking for a longer-term commitment.
Yeah.
It's a toughie.
Yeah, but I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Jim. Yeah, so that was interesting. The other thing that I think Hannah saw in some paper, that the best job in computers these days is a program analyst. And I guess there's a lot of these things going around. I mean,
well, the program analyst position is a nice one, because you sit back, look at what everybody else is supposed to be doing, and then tell them how they're doing it wrong. the put up or shut up time comes 6-8 months later, but for a while it feels real good.
All right, Frank, an office, 10 people in the office, they have PCs on each desk, some doing word processing, some doing accounting. Would you go in and what would you recommend to them? I mean, how much should it cost an office like this to network? And does it include also software upgrades of what they are using right there and then? If they're using Windows and they have Army Pro or Word or whatever, do they have to have upgrades also? Is that something they need to look into? So how much would it cost an office like that, roughly?
Now you want to talk about hot potato.
And I'm not talking about how much it'll cost as far as labor on the part of the technician going in and installing. I'm talking about networks. I mean, obviously, they can go with a low end and with Novell. Which one should they get?
Well, Novell, in fact, covers the top and the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
For $99 per PC, Novell will give them a network, at least in terms of software.
But there's a but there.
The but's really big, because the hidden costs are probably $500 per PC. That's why people are willing to spend big bucks for a full-scale operating system like NetWare 4.0 or NetWare 3.12, which require a dedicated server, because the hidden costs are no bigger there, in fact, oftentimes are smaller because of centralized management, than they are on individual peer-to-peer networks. Peer-to-peer networks work really, really well in a 3 or 4 or 5-station network where people know what they want to do and they're not going to change the thing every 15 days. Server-based networks like Novell and Windows NT Advanced Server require more commitment up front, but they are far less expensive to manage over the long haul. The hidden costs are lower. Novell has an advantage on hidden costs because so many more people understand Novell today than have ever before, and certainly more than any other operating system. Lantastic has a reputation for being easy to work with. In fact, that has been the case. I haven't had a chance to use their newest. We'll find out there. It's basically a matter of, there are a lot of solutions, none of them are bad. It's basically the situation is to start out, have a computer professional come in, look at what you have, and listen to what they say, and then sit back and make your own judgment. Be ready to admit that you're wrong and cut your losses if you think you're heading down the wrong path. The biggest problem people get is like when somebody buys a stock and it starts going down, they don't want to sell it. Forget it. Let's make the decision, get on with life, and you'll enjoy it more.
Okay. And Kirk is probably sitting there thinking, I can call my cousin Speedy Gonzalez to run between the offices. Our number is 860-9549. The line is open. You feel free to call. We need to break away for a commercial, and we'll be right back.
850 AM WYLT.
Save $50 in sign-up fees when you open an Internet account with Interpath, and you'll get a copy of the Internet Navigator by Raleigh author Paul Gilster, a $24.95 value, absolutely free.
That's right. You can unleash the power of the information superhighway and save $50.
Don't forget the free book. Interpath includes a professional help desk for your exploration of the Internet, something none of their competitors offer.
Since you can access information on computers all over the world with just a few keystrokes, you might think Interpath service is expensive.
It's not. Interpath accounts start at just $30 per month for 75 hours of access. Interpath is a fantastic bargain compared to the other online services.
Call today, 890-6305, to sign up or receive more information. Don't wait. Interpath's offer to waive the $50 sign-up fee and get the free book, The Internet Navigator, while supplies last.
That's 890-6305 for Interpath, your personal Internet power tool.
If you use a computer and live in the Triangle, you need to know about Triangle Computer News. With over 30,000 readers, it's the largest publication dedicated to the computer industry in the Triangle. Each month, Triangle Computer News brings the latest industry news and articles on timely subjects by contributing experts on software and hardware. Triangle Computer News can be found at over 90 locations, including most computer retailers, malls, and public libraries. For advertising information or a free subscription, call 846-7858, 830 till 530, Monday through Friday. Triangle Computer News, the premier computer publication in the Triangle. 850 AM WYLT.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. Our phone number again is 860-9549. Line is open. Please call in. I'm your host. My name is Amnon. And with us in the studio today are Frank Barden and Kirk Keller. We're talking about networks. During the commercial, we were talking about the situation that happened in the office the other day, where a client who brought his computer that did not work, definitely had a problem, came back to pick it up. During the day or two that we had the computer, we did different things to it, but finally in the course of playing with the computer and reseating cards and reseating memory and reinstalling software, everything was back to normal. When the customer came to pick it up, he didn't like the fact that we did not know exactly what fixed the computer. He wanted to know exactly, step by step, what was done, when it was done, and of course we didn't keep a running log of what was done. He wanted to know what he paid his hourly labor, which was 1 hour labor, for. Never mind that the computer was back to normal and working and operating. What he wanted to know is what was done. So if you take your computer in to be repaired, and this is a good point, if you really want to know what was done, you need to ask the technician to spend the extra time, and it may cost you 2 or 3 or 4 hours more for that privilege of writing down a running log of what was done. But if you just want your computer back to normal and working and being able to be productive, skip that step, because everybody will be happier. We're not going to get into that other things that happened there. Kirk, stop laughing. Frank, So let's say that somebody is running. Well, let me just give a number again. 860-9549. 860-9549. The line is open. If somebody has 3-4 PCs and they're using Lantastic, or should, let's put it this way. Let me ask your opinion here. Should they use Lantastic or Novell Lite?
Well, I don't think the choice is that clear. I think that the choice is between Lantastic, Word, Windows for Workgroups, and personal NetWare, since NetWare Lite is a dead product.
Okay, that's I forgot about Windows for Workgroups. That's right. That's a good contender there.
If they're Windows users primarily, then Windows for Workgroups is actually the leader at this point, even though it's a late comer and had a kind of a rocky start.
You hear that, Becky?
Lantastic is probably number two, and as much as I hate to say it, personal NetWare is untried and unproven at this stage in the field. But that's only because it was released as a shipping product in February of this year. All three of those products will do a good job.
Let's say that they're using Windows for Workgroups right now. Later on they have 20 nodes. Can they keep on just adding and staying with Windows for Workgroups, or is there a limit where that software is just not ideal for the situation?
Well, in that situation, you're usually going to see someone add a back-end server, either with Windows NT, Windows NT Advanced Server, or Novell. That addition can be so transparent that the front-end users, the people sitting actually at their PCs, may not ever even notice that anything's been done except for performance improving.
Okay. As far as the hardware, does it make any difference? I mean, people that started with Lantastic and they have Ethernet cards, they use a lot of Windows now. Obviously, they'd do better if they went to Windows for Workgroups on a small-scale network. Do they have to change hardware?
Usually not. If you stick with the major Ethernet card types, Novell has pushed a Ethernet card type which is called either an NE1000 or NE2000. The 2000 series is what most people have copied today. And any 2000 cards are kind of like saying IBM PC compatible. If you choose that card type, there's almost always driver support and software support in any operating system available without you having to really think about it. It's just there. Software selectable cards have an advantage because you can change them easily if you add sound cards, add CD-ROMs, etc. on the local workstations. But basically sticking with either a major player, like 3Com, for example, in the Ethernet business, who were the people that started the commercially viable Ethernet market. Bill Metcalf, the company head at that time, was one of the people in a major way responsible for the Ethernet protocol. If you stick with either major players, you expect to pay twice as much money, or stick with any 2000 compatible cards just simply because the card manufacturer can go away and you'll still have support.
Okay. So, in other words, if you do have a standard card in the machine, any machine 286 and up can handle a change over to another network if needed.
Okay, let me say something about 286.
Okay.
If almost all of the current generation of software is not going to be supporting the 286 processor within 6-8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Novell's latest version of DOS doesn't do a great job. Microsoft's version of DOS 6.2 does not do a great job of supporting 286s. The assumption in a programmer's heart is that you've got at least 4 megabytes of memory and you've got at least a 386 level processor, and he doesn't even want to think about you if you don't. That's a sad thing to say to 60 million computer owners in the United States,
mm-hmm.
but that's a real, truthful statement.
Okay. I was real impressed yesterday. How many nodes are on that network that we worked yesterday?
Yesterday we were working on a network that had 68 nodes. 6 months ago, there were only three or four 386 level machines in that building,
mm-hmm.
and today they're basically going to 46 SX33 machines that are designed to be expandable to the DX2 and DX4 processor family. In the 46 level. But you don't have to throw away everything. We upgraded in place about 24 PCs yesterday, and it cost them less than half of what it would have cost them for a new machine. They gained the performance. On that site, every PC is a quote-unquote clone. Yes, it sounds good to say Compaq or IBM, but when it comes time to spend more money, oftentimes if you bought a clone from a reputable dealer, you can spend a lot less money than replacing a Compaq or an IBM or a Hewlett-Packard,
mm-hmm.
simply by upgrading the motherboard in your clone. And the history is that parts are still available. We can upgrade clones that were built 8 years ago with parts that have been obsolete for years, with current parts that are the same size and the same shape and are available from 100 different manufacturers. That's a way to protect your investment, is to go with something that has a little less, let's just call it schmaltz, but has a larger lifetime.
Yeah, and I just want to add something, and I'm serious about this, but before I merged with Network Technologies, I never worked on networks that size or networks. I think what I'm trying to say is I never had such a weight on my shoulder. I mean, if the network goes down in this building, it's a big problem. This is a government office, and I know
there are a lot of food stamps that don't get issued in this building if
yeah.
the network goes down.
And for you, for them to work with you, and I know that you know them for a long time, it just shows that, for my business, I know people trust you with your product, and my product was building good PCs, good clones. There must be a lot of trust there to take somebody like you who may not be, company-wise, may not be as big as the other companies out there who have 30 and 40 people working. And you know why I'm saying that. Some people want to go to a big company. They want a big company to do the work for them. This is a lot of trust, a lot of confidence in the installer. And you must have done your homework to get there. And I'm real glad that I'm part of it now. Let's do one thing here. Let's veer a little. Let me give you our number again. 860-9549 is our phone number, and the line is open, and you can still call in 860-9549. And right after I give that number, if I want to ensure that somebody is going to call in, I'm going to turn around and say, Kirk, I saw you working the other day with the different DPIs, dots per inch on the printer. I was trying to print the picture that I scanned of my family, and you took it and you did it on the 800 DPI. You're mm-hmm. using an HP2, which is an older printer, yet it prints a whole lot better than the HP3 or HP4s. Can you tell us how you did that?
Well, the HP2 that we have in office, we use a LaserMaster WinJet adapter on. It boosts the DPI resolution from 300 to 800 and boosts the print speed drastically. It's a very common and easy upgrade to make. As far as cost, I'm really not sure what that would be going for these days. That's more Frank's department. That's $800.
Frank, you got over your hangover, huh?
Frank had eight fingers up. That was.
Okay. The quality is unbelievable. I've seen some big fonts that had the Jaggies on the 300 DPI HP3. And when you got it on the 800, I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't see anything. It was just crisp. When you're doing the logos and things like that for the company, do you get any complaints from the printers that you take it into?
What I found so far is that most of the printers, when it comes to camera-ready copy, are looking for 600 DPI or better.
Mm-hmm.
We have one client who is actually a printing company in Raleigh who is looking to us now to provide her with the same type of equipment that that I'm using in-house to generate camera-ready artwork.
Okay. Let's break away for a commercial, and we'll be back with Kirk and some training. 860-9549 is our phone number. The line is open. Hang on. We'll be right back.
850 AM WYLT.
Save $50 in sign-up fees when you open an Internet account with InterPath, and you'll get a copy of the Internet Navigator by Raleigh author Paul Gilster, a $24.95 value, absolutely free.
That's right. You can unleash the power of the information superhighway and save $50.
Don't forget the free book. InterPath includes a professional help desk for your exploration of the Internet, something none of their competitors offer.
Since you can access information on computers all over the world with just a few keystrokes, you might think InterPath service is expensive.
It's not. InterPath accounts start at just $30 per month for 75 hours of access. InterPath is a fantastic bargain compared to the other online services.
Call today, 890-6305, to sign up or receive more information. Don't wait. InterPath's offer to waive the $50 sign-up fee and get the free book, The Internet Navigator, while supplies last.
That's 890-6305 for InterPath, your personal Internet power tool.
If you use a computer and live in the Triangle, you need to know about Triangle Computer News. With over 30,000 readers, it's the largest publication dedicated to the computer industry in the Triangle. Each month, Triangle Computer News brings the latest industry news and articles on timely subjects by contributing experts on software and hardware. Triangle Computer News can be found at over 90 locations, including most computer retailers, malls, and public libraries. For advertising information or a free subscription, call 846-7858, 830 till 530, Monday through Friday. Triangle Computer News, the premier computer publication in the Triangle. 850 AM WYLT.
Welcome back to Computer Town USA. Our phone number again is 860-9549. We have a caller online. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Amnon. I was your first caller when you started this program. And
I hope this call doesn't mean something else.
No.
Okay.
One of these days I'll get out and get my 25-foot printer cable. But my question is, I have Windows for work groups. I have a 486 and two 386s scattered around the house. You touched on the hardware. I want to know just about where should I go? Do you handle the hardware so we could discuss the situation?
Yes, sir, always. Do you want to talk with Frank about what you should do?
Well, if Frank has any suggestions, I thought it would. I have them scattered around the house, and I'd like my wife to be able to get in and get a program, and my son in his room, and then I publish little family newsletters. So that's basically the story. What would Frank suggest?
Yeah, this is becoming a more of a common situation where families have a network in the house, more than one PC. Frank?
Okay, I'd like to ask a question. How much of this is avocational? How much of it is hobby?
99%, Frank.
Okay, if
it's all family oriented, well, just fun.
No. When I ask the question, is how much do you enjoy rolling up your sleeves and learning as you go?
Well, I started with a little Commodore with a half a mega memory years ago. I just love it. I'm retired, and that's all I do is my computer work and cut the grass.
Okay. Well, if you can come by the office, you know, tell us what you have. Basically, are you running Windows on all three machines?
Yes, I am. I've got Windows for work groups on the main machine and Windows 3.1 on the other two.
Okay. If this is hobby approach and you can afford some disruption, I just come by the office, pick up a couple of Windows for work group add-ons.
Yeah.
I assume you're running the main unit without a network card in it currently?
I have no network card. I'm more interested in the hardware, although I suppose I'll have to pay additional if I add the work groups on the other two.
Well, if you want to communicate between them, you'll need three Ethernet cards, and probably the simplest thing would just be to use, tell us how long the cables need to be, and we can build them for you, hand them to you.
Well, good. Well, now, if you'll just tell me where the office is, I'll saunter out there.
Well, I'll be glad to help you with that one. It's $5995-113. Chapel Hill Road.
In Raleigh.
Now, that's just past the fairgrounds on Hillsborough Street.
Right.
When you reach the fairgrounds, Hillsborough Street splits into Chatham Street and NC-54,
right,
which is Chapel Hill Road. And we're, in fact, directly across from the radio station.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, I'll find my way out there, and I'll, let's see, is your call 851-7000, that's your phone number?
Certainly is. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, well, I'll give you a buzz next week, and sonner out there when you have some free time.
Sounds great.
Thank you, Frank, and thank you, Amnon.
Thank you for calling, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, the 25-footer, anytime. Kirk.
Yes.
We're going to get into the training. I know we were saying that there's a lot of people that buy the computer and go home and, you know, it's a dead stop. What do I do now? People that I was selling computers to could call back and ask questions, still can. Well, I don't know why I'm talking back in past tense. But you had a great idea of actually offering a class for the people that buy the computers, like once a week. They can come and sit down and we'll hold their hand for a couple of hours and show them how to use it.
Right, basically just an orientation class for all the end users, single PC buyers who are basically first-time buyers, don't know much about DOS or Windows or about the PC itself. I always thought it would be a very good idea to educate them a little bit, let them know exactly what they've got their hands on and how best to utilize the power that the current PCs can provide.
Okay, everyone, let me put you on the spot here. When?
We're looking at about 2 weeks right now.
Okay. This will be available to anybody who got computers from us, either between now and then or 3 months ago. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. The phone just rang. Let's.
What's your name?
We'll take the caller. Good morning. You on the air?
Yes, we've just installed the Novell system in our office, and we don't have a systems administrator, so we have to call back to the company in Wilmington often to get information about how to use it. The simplest thing we need to do is to do the print screen key. When you say you're going to offer classes that will help us learn about the network, can you also get people into your class that didn't buy the computers from you? There's so many simple things on this network system I don't know how to do, and we really need it done.
I'll let Frank answer this because he's into the networks. Frank?
Okay, we're going to be having a systems administration. That coffee went down the wrong way. We're going to be having a systems administration class in about... basically about the first week in May. That is a class designed for people who are going to have to teach other people.
Right.
If that sounds like what you're interested in.
It is, definitely.
Okay, we will...
But now our system did not come through your shop.
That makes no difference at all, ma'am. Training is something that is open to everyone. The only prerequisite we have for training is that you be interested in learning.
Definitely.
We don't want people in class that are sitting back in the back yawning and putting their feet up on the table.
A required class by the boss, not a required class by need and desire.
Sometimes the boss is the same, but in small networks especially. Or sometimes actually the boss is the end user out there who's making your life miserable. Not because they're trying to, but because simply nobody has made the training available to you to do the job. The biggest crisis in computing today, especially in small business, is getting people the education they need to use the products they have sitting in front of them. We have some phenomenal technologies, but we have a broken education system.
I've seen that in action.
So, if you give us a call, 851-7000, Kirk Keller is the person in charge of that group, and he'll be glad to get you some more information.
Kirk Keller. I'll do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. You touched on something very important, education. And it's true. I mean, there are, and I don't want to offend anybody, but there are a lot of outfits out there that are selling computers and a lot of people buying computers, and they really don't know what to do with it. I see a lot of people buying computers for the kids. And they'll come in and they say, my kid knows more about it than I do. I don't know anything about it. It is a shame that the adults who we're supposed to be the example don't know enough about it to help. And it's also it's a problem because I don't think the adults in of this world, of this generation today, could step up and up the ladder without knowing computers. And education is very important. If those out there listening, anything you can do to broaden your horizon about computers, how to use them, and I'm not talking about programming, I'm talking about using, you should take advantage of. Get in touch with users groups, community colleges, anything you can do to learn more about computers, you'll find out that it will help you. And as time goes on, it'll be more and more important to know about that. So that's a very good point you touched on, Frank. We're sort of coming toward the end of the show. Was there something else that you wanted to talk about that we did not bring up that could benefit the mass number of people out there listening to us? It's not funny, Megan.
It's not funny, Megan.
Yeah.
We got you this time, Megan. The thing that's the most important is this, is every day there's a new something in a magazine article or a radio talk show about what is new. If you buy a computer today, and you buy at least a 486 computer, it's going to work for the next 4 or 5 years. I'm assuming it just doesn't break like a toaster. Don't worry so much about the newest as worrying about the communications that you have with the people that you're working with. Wake Tech offers computer training. They are not a competitor of ours in our training division. We need them. We offer more intensive data dumping, if you will, in terms of training. Everybody has their own way of learning. We need to see people start using their computers because they understand, using their computers from a standpoint of understanding them, instead of using them because they're scared that if they don't use them, somebody will think that they just don't know how. Right now, literally defining the problem that you want to solve is the single most important first step in a network. instead of just going out and buying a network. You know, we'll be available if you have a question about how to or what the first step is in terms of either training or tying computers together. And certainly give Amnon a call or Kirk a call at any time at our offices, and we'll do our darndest to help you.
Okay. Kirk, he's sitting here wearing an overall that looks like a farmer. Is there something you wanted to add about the training, Kirk, before we sign off?
More than anything else, just the fact that most people, when they buy a PC, aren't educated when it comes to computers. They want to get there in as short a time as possible, and we're basically there to help them anytime, any way we can.
Okay, thank you. All right, we'll be back here next week on Saturday. I still don't know who my guest is going to be, but I'll know by Monday. Those of you who are wondering how come I'm so slow about the guests in the move to the new office, my priorities sort of like shifted, and I was laid back and relaxed because I knew that I have a big pool of experts to draw on and bring with me to the show, that we can help and bring out good information out to the public, even without me going in quote unquote begging people to come on the show. So during the week you can listen to the promos and know who's going to be my next week's show guest. I want to mention again that you can call TCN at 846-7858 and get information about how to register free for the Computer Expo, June 15th and 16th. Triangle Computer News meets the last Monday of this month, and the seminar is the week before that on a Monday. I guess this is all the information that I wanted to give at the end here. Yep, there's nothing else. As always, practice safe computing, back up your files, use virus scanners. They are still available. They'll always be available from us. You can call during the week. Anybody who wants to ask any questions of any of us can call 851-7000 and ask for me or for Frank or for Kirk. Thank you for listening. I'll be with you next week, 10 o'clock. Bye-bye.
Computer Town USA with your host Amnon Nissan has been brought to you by the Triangle Computer News, Interpath, and the NC State Computer Training Unit. Computer Town USA does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WYLT.